Think your hard work alone will get you promoted? Here's the uncomfortable reality. Your relationship with your boss matters more than almost anything else in determining your career success. You can be brilliant, hardworking, and talented, but if you can't work effectively with the person above you, your career will stall. This isn't about fairness. It's about recognizing that your boss controls access to opportunities, resources, and advancement. They decide which projects land on your desk, whether senior leaders hear your name, and how your contributions get framed. The good news? You have more power than you think. Managing up isn't about manipulation or becoming a yes person. It's about understanding what makes your boss tick and strategically adapting your approach to create success for everyone involved. Most professionals secretly hope their difficult boss will transform into the leader they need. It won't happen. Your boss's approach got them where they are, and they believe it works. Research shows only 30% of managers adapt their leadership style to different employees. The other 70% stick with what's comfortable. This leaves three options: change the situation, nearly impossible, leave, or accept reality and adapt through managing up. Playing the victim isn't an option. It's disempowering and a career killer. When you manage up, you take control instead of waiting passively. The skills you develop, adapting to others' needs, building relationships across power differences, creating win-win scenarios, will serve your entire career, especially when you become a leader yourself. Understanding whether your boss is an introvert or extrovert fundamentally changes how you should interact with them. Introverts recharge through internal reflection and need quiet time to process, while extroverts gain energy from interaction and external stimulation. Most bosses communicate based on their own style, not yours. Extroverted bosses share information readily, hold frequent meetings, think out loud, maintain open door policies, and respond quickly. Introverted bosses share minimal information, prefer email, process before acting, work alone with closed doors, and respond more slowly. To work effectively with an introverted boss, schedule meetings instead of dropping by, provide advance notice of topics, keep updates brief, and embrace silence. Count to 8 before filling conversational gaps. For extroverted bosses, prioritize face-to-face interactions. Listen as they think out loud, not everything is actionable. Speak up with half-formed ideas, and check in regularly. The key is adapting to their communication style rather than expecting them to meet you halfway. Beyond introversion and extroversion lies another crucial framework, the 4 work style personalities. The advancer prioritizes results over relationships, confident, efficient, and sometimes perceived as cold. They make quick decisions and value competency. To succeed with an advancer, match their pace, be brief, bring solutions, not problems, and don't take their task-focused approach personally. They build trust through results. The energizer is sociable, enthusiastic, and creative, loving brainstorming and new projects, but losing interest in details. Focus on building genuine relationships, match their enthusiasm, and position yourself as someone who transforms their ideas into reality. The evaluator prizes precision and accuracy, methodical, organized, and wanting all facts before acting. Come thoroughly prepared with data, avoid surprises, raise your quality standards, and focus on facts rather than emotions. The harmonizer values relationships, stability, and consensus, prioritizing team cohesion and helping others succeed. Focus on team benefits over individual recognition, maintain emotional stability, and introduce changes gradually. Most bosses blend styles with one dominant type. Identifying these patterns gives you the roadmap for effective collaboration. Micromanagement feels suffocating, but it usually stems from fear rather than control. Bosses micromanage due to insecurity, perfectionism, pressure from above, or inexperience with delegation. Understanding their motivation is key to gaining freedom. Don't resist. Manage up strategically. Stay ahead by anticipating needs and providing updates before they're requested. Build trust through consistent delivery. Keep your boss overly informed and prioritize what matters to them, even if it seems trivial. When receiving assignments, ask detailed questions and recap for alignment. Consider Mia's experience with her micromanaging boss, Janet. Rather than fighting Janet's control, Mia created regular updates focusing on Janet's concerns and anticipated questions proactively. As Janet saw consistent quality work, micromanagement decreased. Janet began trusting Mia's judgment and gradually granted more autonomy. The key insight? Micromanagement reflects your boss's fear, not your inadequacy. By addressing that fear through consistent performance and proactive communication, you gradually earn trust and reclaim your freedom. Some boss personalities demand specialized survival strategies. Narcissistic bosses initially charm, but reveal themselves as self-absorbed and attention-seeking, creating toxic environments where subordinates scramble to appease their ego. Managing them requires strategic flattery, find genuine compliments, deferential respect, and framing requests around their success. For extreme narcissists, leaving may be your best option. When the water is poisoned, no cup makes it drinkable. Impulsive bosses are like Doug from Up, constantly distracted by every squirrel. They generate endless ideas and shift priorities constantly. Redirect rather than block their energy. Stay calm when new ideas emerge. Most will pass. Mirror their mood before introducing reality. Document everything and recognize patterns in their impulsivity. Pushover bosses seem pleasant but become workplace liabilities. They can't stick to decisions, avoid conflict, and fail to hold poor performers accountable. Focus on your own work rather than resenting unaddressed issues. Help them by providing data to support decisions and creating consensus-building processes that prevent them from being the bad guy. With all difficult personalities, understanding their underlying motivations allows you to adapt while maintaining your integrity and performance standards. While most difficult bosses can be managed strategically, some workplace environments are genuinely toxic and require exit rather than adjustment. The truly terrible bosses, psycho, crazy, bully, tyrannical, screaming egomaniacs, create environments so damaging that no amount of managing up can make them healthy. These abusive leaders use dominance and control to intimidate staff. Over 40% of workers have suffered verbal, emotional, or physical abuse from supervisors, increasing risks of heart attacks, chronic stress, depression, and anxiety. Clear indicators it's time to leave include waking up miserable, damage to your physical and emotional well-being, feeling unsafe, pervasive stress affecting your whole life, plummeting self-esteem, and living in fear. You simply can't win with the truly terrible. They're too damaged, too dangerous, too self-absorbed. Conventional approaches fail. HR lacks power, direct confrontation backfires, and going to your boss's boss is risky. The poisoned well metaphor illustrates this futility. When the water is poisoned, no cup or route changes that reality. When leaving becomes necessary, do so professionally. Line up your next job first, give proper notice, create transition plans, and never burn bridges. Quitting isn't shameful. It's an act of courage when done at the right time. Choose to thrive rather than merely survive.